He is neither a communist nor a lunatic. House Minority Leader Jeffries defends Zohran Mamdani. By Jasmine Jordan on July 2, 2025. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries wrote on X, "Stop lying about Assemblyman Zohran Mamdani. He is neither a communist nor a lunatic. And New York City doesn't need to be saved by a wannabe king. Besides, you are too busy destroying America with your one big ugly bill to do anything else." This was a response to President Donald Trump's earlier post on Truth Social. "As President of the United States, I'm not going to let this communist lunatic destroy New York. Rest assured, I hold all the levers and have all the cards. I'll save New York City and make it hot and great again, just like I did with the good old USA." In a statement to Breitbart News, the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, pointed to consistent patterns of radical positions from Mamdani, both past and present, several of which have been previously reported by Breitbart News. Among them are his push for a socialized grocery system, his refusal to support resolutions recognizing Israel and condemning the Holocaust, his unwillingness to denounce the slogan "Globalize the Intifada," and his claim that queer liberation means defunding the police. The NRCC remarked, "Jeffries just admitted he supports all of this. And that's because Zohran Mamdani represents exactly where the Democrat Party is headed." This comes after President Trump, responding to Mamdani's desire to defy ICE, told a reporter on Tuesday, "Well, then we'll have to arrest him." Adding that the U.S. does not need a communist in the country and that he would be watching over him very carefully on behalf of the nation. Mamdani countered that Trump was threatening him with arrest and deportation. "Not because I have broken any law, but because I will refuse to let ICE terrorize our city." Leader Hakeem Jeffries can try to sugarcoat it all he wants. But by defending commie Mamdani, he's embracing a radical agenda of open borders, anti-Israel extremism, and defunding the police. This radical platform is the future of the Democrat Party, and voters should be terrified. NRCC spokesman Mike Marinella told Breitbart News.